Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
Half Chinese audiences on average spend more time watching entertainment content online in this uncommon year when the battle against the COVID-19 is still being fought. In the latest annual report released by Tencent Video, one of the largest streaming sites in China, the answer is yes. An average consumer has spent 133.9 minutes each day watching TV dramas, a 10% increase compared to last year, and that's according to the report. Interestingly, TV romantic dramas account for 36% of all 131 television series newly streamed on the site this year, topping all genres. And in the overseas market, Chinese dramas are seeing a rise in popularity, propelled by hit costume dramas like Three Lives, Three Worlds. In Chinese, that is 三生三世十里桃花, the Pillow Book. I think that's another series of this first TV series. It's called 枕上书, and also The Romance of Tiger and Rose. The report shows that subscribers of WeTV, the overseas version of Tencent Video that is available in more than 110 countries and regions, have risen 175% over last year, with time spent watching these programs up 300% year on year. I think for these platforms, this is definitely great news. They are not only harvesting the domestic audience subscription, they're also harvesting the subscriptions from the overseas audiences.
WeTV. I haven't watched WeTV, so I'm not really sure what shows are available, but some of these titles seem interesting. For example, The Romance of Tiger and Rose.
Yeah. I mean,
is that an actual tiger and a rose, or is that like
of
a name
not.
For...
Well, I don't know whether you can have tigers having romance with roses, but this is called The Romance of Tiger and Roses in Chinese. That is 传闻中的陈芊芊. It features a girl who's, trying to... I guess, do a lot of very, very brave things to win over the hero in this movie. It's a romance story. I haven't watched this one, but it's getting really popular. And that makes people think, why these TV series and movies are gaining popularity both domestically and internationally? It seems like they have one commonality, and that is very strong female roles in these movies. And they say that very strong female roles are more popular nowadays. It can be quite true. I have watched some of those movies with Three Lives, Three Worlds. It features the romance of a fairy. I don't know whether we can call her fairy or goddess. Anyways, she's super beautiful, super smart, and there's this very unusual love between her and the man that she loves.
Is it a man fairy?
It seems like she lives three lives to finally tie the knot with this man.
Oh, is this man an actual human being or another entity?
The Prince of Heaven.
Oh, okay. So another ethereal entity.
Yes. I think what fantasizes people is they are usually very beautiful. The main heroines in these kind of TV series, mm-hmm. usually they have very special, brave characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, beat everybody in their way. I guess it is because of that a lot of people love to watch their stories, and that's a combination of their career, like their career life, and also their romance life.
Well, it's a fantasy, so I think that a lot of people like this type of well, escape from reality. Reality can sometimes be a really difficult place to be in, which is where we're at 24/7. So, you know, if you're watching a film such as this, it gives you that hour or 2 hours to go into another world and see a different reality that you may want to see more of in your personal life. So, yeah, it's an escape. It works.
Yeah. And you might think all these TV series might be only be interesting to girls and female audiences. It turns out, no, the answer is no. In terms of gender ratios, they say that TV series are almost dominated by female audiences. Men were favored online movies more. And nearly 70% of online film viewers are men. Whose favorite themes center on fantasy, comedy, and adventure. I mean, although they do not spend so much time on those online TV series, they do spend a lot of time online watching different genres of movies.
Well, movies and dramas are different, you know, and I think for most guys, we only have a certain capacity for dramas. And, you know, and for me personally, I can't really stomach a lot of shows because they go on and on and on and there's no closure. And so you end up sticking around trying to get that closure. And, you know, and it's even though I'm speaking because I just watched a TV show recently. And the reason why I stuck through it so long is because I've invested so many hours into it already. It was like, you know what? I have to finish it. I have to find out what happens.
Okay.
But with movies, it's an open and closed book. You know, it starts and then it finishes. You got the full picture and you're done. You're happy. It's, you know, and you can walk away from that movie and say, this was great or it was terrible. But with these dramas, man, they keep going, you know. And
yeah, Pray, what is the drama you are falling
victim to? Well, I wouldn't call it a drama to this magnitude. It's a famous American TV show called Power, and I watched that, and it was just crazy. It was insane. Just investing the amount of time, each episode is an hour and one season's 10. So that's 10 hours for watching one season. And
yeah.
So once you've watched, say, two seasons, you just have to finish it. You can't just leave yourself hanging, you know, and not know what happens since you've already invested 20 hours in it. So you
that
may
makes
as
sense.
Well just finish it and find out what actually happens. But yeah, I fell for that trap. I don't think I'm going to do that again. I think I'll just stick with movies because, again, it's just... Yeah, I need closure, and I think a lot of these producers know that about people. That people, once you start something and you get your, you know, you see yourself in this production, then that's it. They got you.
Well, that's quite true. I mean, you are a very special person, Tony.
Special,
because, you know, Game of Thrones. So when that series were aired,
right.
A lot of the guys just followed it every Monday when there's a new season coming up.
Well, yeah, that's another crazy show.
They just have to stay, like, sit in front of the TV set and watch that.
Sure.
Right? So there are people who actually love and enjoy watching every episode of it.
That's the Game of Thrones. That's the most insane, like, TV show ever. There's so much violence and all of this stuff that's happening. That's enough to entertain most guys because we need something that's got a little bit of conflict in it a lot of times and action and, you know, these all of these, I guess, different... ploys that the characters have, and you never know who's going to die in the series. And so there's just, from that standpoint, it's attractive to a lot of guys, the emotional stuff and who has a crush on this person, that person, maybe not so much, but it's the, you know, I think the show does a brilliant job in capturing all of the viewers from different angles. You're going to have different viewers who like this element. Men kind of like things are like, for example, in this article, most men tend to center on fantasy, comedy, and adventure. So if you can kind of flirt with these themes, then you're going to captivate men. And then ladies, it's a little bit different. So if you have all of those elements, then you're going to have both genders watching the show.
You know? Yes, that's true. I'm glad you said something good about Game of Thrones because I am a fan. house. I haven't
seen any of them, actually.
All right. Anyways, I think Game of Thrones is a period drama or costume drama, too. But it does possess the kind of quality that you just mentioned. And I love it, too. And I know there are numerous other people love it, too. It just shows if you have a very good production, whether it is like a costume drama or it's a comedy or adventure, people will love it. And you might want to know what factors have encouraged audiences around the globe to enjoy watching costume dramas. And we've got some data here. They say that a quality trailer played a pivotal role in drawing an audience, as about 90% of consumers pick their choices among the options from trailers. Are you one of them?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, with what's available for us now, I mean, I don't really watch any movie without watching the trailer. Since it's available, I mean, why not? You can have an idea if you want to spend 2 hours of your life watching this production, right? I mean, if the trailer doesn't grab you in some way, it's like, I can spend my life probably doing something else.
Yeah, and plus you will spend probably $10 on that too, on the movie ticket.
Sure.
So yes, I am one of them too. And they also say that because of the cinema closures, some people just choose to go online to watch films, and that has, to a certain extent, propelled the prosperity of movies tailor-made for the internet. I think this is quite common both in China and overseas. A lot of the movie studios moved their new releases on different live streaming sites. This happens with some of those movies on Netflix and on some other sites too.
Sure.
And in China, we also have witnessed the live streaming of the new movies in the year 2020. This seems to be a kind of option now if they want to make some money out of their new production because of the pandemic.
Right. And it's I personally like this phenomenon of being able to check out some of these movies at home. I have a projector at home, so I just kind of simulate the movie theater experience sometimes. And but it's not the same, but it's still kind of cool to be able to do that. And I think it also brings a little bit more to some of these dramas and TV shows or movies. It gives you that cinematic appeal, and I think it's priceless.
Yeah, you get some better treatment than I did, because I watch some of those TV series on my tablet, sometimes on my smartphone.
No, it's
so
not the same.
So I definitely envy you.
Not the same at all.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.